Okay, the show Akina, Rav Avi Shapiro.
My father, Zichrono Livracha, at the beginning of the war years, he was on a train. He was relatively safe. It was a passenger train. And he describes how the train came into Vilna and it stopped in the station. And he was looking out of the window and he saw across the tracks another train, a very different type of a train. It was a cattle car train and it was packed like sardines with Jews. And he was looking out the window and he saw a girl, a Jewish girl, maybe 18 years old, standing outside of the train and begging the soldiers to let her on that train. She was crying to them that she wasn't home when her old family was rounded up, and she found her family. They're here in this train, in this car. Please let me in. And the soldiers wouldn't let her in. And she was crying and she was begging and they wouldn't let her in. And my father was crying for her. And I think of this story. I think of the absolute helplessness that was the matzav that we were in just not long ago. Absolute helplessness. But there are a lot of other stories of tremendous gevura. There was a letter that was smuggled out, and it was smuggled to one of the leaders of Agudas Yisrael, who eventually made it to America, and he has this letter in his possession. I want to read to you what the letter says. When this letter reaches you, I shall not be among the living. A few more hours and all will be in the past. We are 93 girls, ages 14 to 22. We are teachers and students in Beis Yaakov. Teachers and students of Sar Shanir. On July 27th, the Gestapo came, took us out of our apartments, and threw us into a dark room. We only have water to drink. The younger girls are terribly frightened. I comfort them. Soon we will be together with our mother Sarah. She meant Sarah Shneer, who obviously wasn't alive at the time. Yesterday, they took us out of the dark room. They took away all our clothing, left us only our underthings, and told us to bathe. They said that today German soldiers will be coming to visit us. We immediately took an oath to die together. The Germans don't know that the bath they gave us was our tevila before our death. We prepared poison. When the soldiers will arrive, we shall drink the poison. We are saying vidui together all day. We are not afraid at all. We have only one plea from you. Say Kaddish for 93 Bnos Yisrael. In a little while, we shall be with our mother, Sarah. And this letter was signed, Chaya Feldman, Krakow. Such gevura. They chose to go to their deaths instead of losing their Kedushas Yisrael. They feared death less than they feared their loss of Kedushas Yisrael. I once read a story told over by Rav Gustman Zatzal, how he described the death of the great Gaon, the Marcheshes. The Nazis started beating him. And he said to them, "You have no power. You have no power, not even over ants. It's all a gezeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all min HaShamayim. And they beat him more and more. And he continued telling them, full of emunah and bitachon, you are nothing. This is all coming from Hashem. And that's how he died. Full of emunah and bitachon. This is a real reason for us to cry. Because we've been living now for 2,000 years of golus, one tzara after the next, maybe culminating in these years of the Shoah. And it was all, as the Maharsha says, Ratzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch, it's not that the Goyim are stronger than us, sometimes they're stronger than us, sometimes they're not stronger than us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them, every tzara that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to do what they want to us. The Hester Panim of the Shoah and of throughout this Golus is incredible. And that is a reason for us to cry. There was no difference. No difference between Jews. A Jew could have a yarmulke on his head. He could not have a yarmulke on his head. He could be a Jew that married a shiksa because he was running away from Judaism. Or he could be a Rosh Hashiva. Or Tinoko Shel Beis Rabba, and it didn't matter. They were all put together in the same gas chambers. That was the Holocaust. That was somehow Ratzon Hashem. 6 million Jews, 1.5 million children. So many entire families were destroyed completely. You know, there were families that had survivors. They had one survivor, two survivors. Both my parents were both sole survivors. So there was some kind of a continuation afterwards. They would name their children after those who were killed. Right? My parents had their oldest son. So they named him after my father's father and my mother's father. Afterwards, they had a daughter. So they named him after my father's mother and my mother's mother. And then they had another daughter. It was my father's grandmother, my mother's grandmother, and on. But there were whole entire families where there were no survivors. Klum! Zero! No zecher whatsoever continuing. Just want to finish. Every now and then I hear my mother singing a song to herself. And I asked her, what song is she singing? A song in Yiddish. And she tells me, this is the song that she used to sing together with the girls, her friends in the concentration camp. They used to sing it all the time. In the camp, in the midst of the Gehenna, they would sing, hear the words, they would sing Av Horachamon, which is incredible. You think about it, in the midst of the Churban, of the concentration camp, to be able to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Av Harachamon, our merciful Father. Av Harachamon, Shema Koleinu, listen to our voices. Helfshin Ale Yidin, Mirtzu Vishin Zeh, help all Jews, all of us together. And they would sing, Zolshen Zayin de Gula, Zolshen Zayin de Gula, Zolshen Zayin de Gula, Mashiach Zolshen Kumin, bring the Gula, bring Mashiach. That's what they would sing, the girls would sing in the camps together. And if they had such emunah and bitachon, certainly, our job, I don't know what our job is, but today is Tisha B'Av. And today, as we've all heard, is a day of crying that we should remember that we are all at the mercy of Hashem and His gzeros, and that we should be mechazek in emunah zol shon zayin de geula, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Mashiach and Meir of Yameinu Amen.